Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On this episode of The Check-In, we are joined by Hannah Morris, Customer Experience Representative, and Levada Taylor, Business Manager at The Receptionist. We're talking today about building a team and how you do that in a way that's not cheesy and that's not forced. As we learned from Hannah and Levada, it's all about finding the right people for your team, which we've heard before on The Check-In. So it's about starting with people who really will fit into the group as well as do their job well. So Hannah and Levada give us insight into how the team is built from the start, but then what happens to continue to build the team as everyone works together, they work toward the same goals, they share values, and how that's really lived out. It's not just plastered on a wall, but it's something that everyone really is bought into and cares all about. So they talk to us about some very specific things that the receptionist is doing, as well as some of the things that they're not doing to help build the team. Check it out. Well, I am so excited to be talking about a really fun topic today, team building that actually builds. And we have two team members from The Receptionist. We have Hannah and Levada. So let's have you introduce yourselves. Hannah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so yeah, I am Hannah. I am actually the newest member of The Receptionist team. I was hired back in February and I'm employee number 9. So I am a customer experience rep with our customer support team. I basically help our customers from their initial research phase when they're talking with our sales team through setting up their account once they onboard with us and then all the way through their entire life cycle with us.
Wow. And I love that you're the most recent hire and you know your hire number. That's awesome. So Levada,
yeah, it's easy to know and it's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So Levada, tell us a little bit about you. And if you know your hire number, let us know that too.
My name's Levada Taylor and I'm the business manager. And I was hired in March of 2017. And at the time, I was the 7th employee, but we lost an employee. So that makes me employee number 6. I wear a lot of hats. I do a little bit of a lot. So basically, I'm finance, operations, and human resources all rolled into one. And and I found out about the position at The Receptionist through Jessica Marshall, the Director of Customer Experience. We have worked together at 2 previous jobs.
Wow, that's interesting. And I've talked with Andy, the CEO, before about how time-consuming it is to hire for The Receptionist because they want to do a really good job of making sure they get the right people. So it makes sense that we're still in the single digits for hires and that there's been one that didn't work out. That's normal. I'm excited to talk with you both about how this team has actually become a team because I know your company culture is so important. So at this point in the podcast, we've actually had most of the team members on. And every time we talk, something comes up about how enjoyable it is to work at The Receptionist and how you really all work together. So I'd love to just start off with hearing your experiences and what they've been like as being a member of this team. So Levada, why don't we start with you since you were the earlier hire?
Okay. Well, you know, I think that it makes a big difference that everybody in the company interviews. So at the interview process has changed a little bit since when I was hired, but I did interview with everybody on the team at the time that I interviewed. And so everybody has equal weight in saying, yeah, we think this person is a great fit for us, or nah, let's wait and see if we can find somebody else that's a better fit. So it's a thought that we have with, you know, thinking through, can I sit next to this person every day? Can I interact with them? Do we think that they have the skills that are needed for the position that we're hiring for? Are they somebody that can grow with us? Are they curious? Are they fun to be around? So it's questions like that that we catch a lot of that in the interview process. So that by the time that somebody is brought on board, it's like welcoming somebody that you've already known from the interview process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I know that, yeah, a lot of time is given. And I love that you really can have everyone in the team interview a prospective employee. And for anyone listening, that might sound, you know, like a big undertaking, but for a team of under 10, that's really reasonable and realistic. So I love that. Hannah, what about you?
Yeah, I think, so I went through the interview process in the latter part of 2017. So right at like November, December. And I think I was one of the first to go through our new interviewing process. And I remember at the time we do it, since we are such a small team, we do it basically in like three groups. And at the time, Michael, our director of marketing, in the interview said something about like, it's always seemed too good to be true. And even now on the other side of this, I keep waiting for like the shoe to drop, right? I keep waiting for it not to be as wonderful as it seems or is. And he basically just said, but that's never going to happen, right? It hasn't happened yet. And I have faith that it's never going to, because this company is just great to work for. And that was hard to believe in the interview process, but has been totally true in my time here too. It's a wonderful team and it's a wonderful company. And I think we all just kind of believe in each other and believe in what we're doing and are excited to come to work every day. So it's really great. We all care a lot, and it shows in our progress and our work and even our customers and the feedback they give us.
Absolutely. And I think that's so important that it really does start with hiring the right people, which I know Andy feels very strongly about, that getting the right people in there is important and taking the time to do that and not rushing through that process. So like LaVeda said, once everyone is together, it feels like you've already been a member of the team. And I think that's a great feeling to have, like you said, Hannah, where you're like, oh, when's the shoe going to drop? Maybe that's not the great feeling, but the fact that it's like, it's so good, you know, like, is this too good to be true?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really, I think life just trains us to think like things are too good to be true and it can't be that wonderful forever. So it's not so much that like, that's our company culture, right? But every day I'm like worried that something is going to go wrong, but it's just, I don't know, life doesn't deliver great things like this all the time. So it's hard to not just worry that it's going to be taken away at some point.
Absolutely. So you touched on this a little bit, Hannah, about, I'm wondering how being a team as opposed to just being employees who all work for the same company, how has that been critical to the progress and the success of the receptionist so far?
I think the big thing that I kind of mentioned before is that we're all just like unified behind the same goal and the same, not outcome necessarily, because it's always changing, right? But like our next goalpost that we want to get to. And I think because we're all unified behind this core value system of Fabric that we've established, that everybody kind of had a part in establishing. And then it was a big part of like my hiring process and every hiring process since we've established that. Yeah, we all know what's important to us and what gets us up in the morning every day. So I think that shared value system is really integral in us being a team and going after the same goal together.
Absolutely. And LaVeda, I would imagine that your response is similar to Hannah's, given how connected you all are as a team. But anything else to add about this idea of being a team as opposed to just being individual employees and how that's related to the success that your company has had so far?
Yeah. You know, I think one thing that the team does really well is that from day one, when you start, you feel like you're an equal member of the team. It's not about like so many people have, you know, more seniority or higher titles or, you know, who makes more money. It's when we're in a team meeting, everybody has equal weight of saying, yeah, I'm not on board with that idea, or yeah, that's a great idea, or here's my idea. And there's, you know, everybody is equal. And so I think that is a really unique way of working, of listening to everybody at like an equal level and taking everybody's perspective, regardless of what your position is.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a whole episode on how you all make sure your team meetings do not suck. And that came up, that, you know, it's a good environment where people are welcome to share their ideas. There's accountability. So yeah, I think you're doing a lot of things well. So obviously we've heard from the beginning, there's this really strong hiring process where everyone is involved as you're in the team meetings, you know, people are respected and heard, but obviously becoming a team doesn't happen overnight. And what I'm hearing is you kind of hit the ground running a bit as far as becoming a team. But is there anything else that has helped or that you've done that's helped this group become a team, LaVeda?
Yeah, I would say especially in the last year, we started doing Traction. It's based on a book by Gina Wickman. And one of the things that Traction does is it helps us provide focus on goals as a company. And, you know, some of those goals that we've created have been built around our Fabric values as well. And so, you know, being innovative, but also working together, collaborating. You know, there's a lot of times that I'll collaborate with sales, that I'll collaborate with marketing, with support, you know, and so there's this constant interaction with other people that aren't doing the same job that you're doing. And yet you're working towards the same goal. And, you know, I think that builds a team environment as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And Hannah, what about from your perspective? How has this team really, I guess, continued to build on being a team?
Yeah, I think Levita hit it on the head. I think that is the biggest thing, is that through Traction and over the last, you know, every quarter of this past year has really helped us narrow our focus into saying, like, we are all working towards the same exact thing, not just like every department has their own way that they're getting to that end, but like we all have the same end in mind. And it's led to some really awesome collaboration, like Levita mentioned. But I also think the way we celebrate those accomplishments and those milestones is really unique to our team too. Like, that brings us together. And, you know, if we have a goal for activations in the month of October, we're all like in our Slack channel talking about how many activations we have and how many we have to go. And we're all chipping in to like this same end idea and celebrating it along the way. So I think that's fun. I've never worked with a team before that we are separate teams, but we're also one team looking at the same future.
Yeah, I love that. And so you said sort of celebrating those milestones and accomplishments. So I totally get that. You're in your Slack channels checking in to see the progress. Is there any sort of celebration in addition when you reach those goals? I mean, I'm sure in the Slack channel, it's like, hey, we got there. But are you doing anything, you know, like going out for drinks, high-fiving in the hallways? Like, what happens as a team when you reach those goals?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is sharing gifts. I don't know if that's just me or if that's all of us, but that's one of my favorite parts of what we do, is sending each other funny jokes and accolades, and really just like kind of having an e-high five, I guess,
yeah,
to think of it, since we're remote a lot of the time.
Right.
But yeah, we also do our monthly company lunches, and a lot of that is social time, but a lot of that is really looking back on the last month and like, what do we do well? What can we still work on? But mostly focusing on what we did well and celebrating that.
Absolutely. Levita, anything else that you do or that you've seen that helps kind of celebrate those milestones and goals when they're achieved?
Yeah. So like when we hit 2,000 locations, we did do a kind of an impromptu happy hour. And it was like, you know, whoever could joined.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the team lunches, definitely. But, you know, it's an interesting workplace because kind of every day feels like a celebration. you know, we'll have days where we have our Thursday stand up and we'll have, you know, Hannah will bring in donuts, or, you know, I'll bring in cookies, or, you know, somebody will bring in something, and it just makes it feel celebratory. And it's, you know, acknowledging that we like everybody on the team.
Right.
And that we enjoy working with everybody on the team. And it's kind of a daily thing. And, you know, I'll come in the morning and Hannah and Michael will be there and they'll be laughing over a YouTube video or something. And, you know, and I feel like I can be part of that. I can like walk in and be part of any conversation. I don't feel like anything's like excluded. If, you know, we're all in this big room and somebody's having a conversation, you feel like you can jump in. And you don't feel like have to say, well, I don't think I should be part of this conversation.
I love that. I love that. Again, it starts off as a strong team. People are really added in that would be a good fit. You continue to build that just through your daily and weekly interactions. It's in person, it's through Slack. You're, you know, dealing with the fact that you are a semi-remote team. So I love that. But does the company do anything that, you know, we kind of think of as maybe like traditional team building, like attending a ropes course or celebrating birthdays in a certain way? And we know you do, you know, your weekly meetings, and there's going to be a holiday get together in January, which I love that you're doing that in January, by the way. Is there anything else that you do that maybe people think is like stereotypical team building or team bonding? Levita, anything come to mind that you guys do? or maybe you don't do for certain reasons.
Well, we do some annual activities. So we go to the Rockies game every summer, and that's, you know, for significant others and family to join in. And then we also do a annual Top Golf outing. And again, it's significant others and family joined in. And it's, you know, definitely social time to get to know other people, their families, you know, get to hold Dylan's babies, you know, interact with Jessica's cute little girl and Michael's darling little children. And, you know, it allows us to see a different side of our coworkers and, you know, just get to know them from their family and friends' perspective of who they are. And so, you know, we don't do ropes courses. We don't do, you know, trust falls and all of that. But I would say that, you know, we do a lot of activities that are around building a team on a daily basis. You know, it's much like high school and hanging out with your best friend.
Right. It's just sort of, it's more natural and I'd say informal in a way. Like, it's just sort of living life with the people that you enjoy. And like you said, kind of getting out of that traditional work environment to learn more about them. So I think that's great that, you know, it's these activities, but then the families are welcome too. So like you said, you see that part. Hannah, did we miss anything or anything else that you feel like the company has done that helps to build the team?
No, I think that covers it. I think, you know, like the idea of trust falls makes me kind of cringe. And we just had our like yearly review and strategy offsite meeting, and going into it, I was like, oh no, are we going to do team building stuff? Which totally works for some people, but that's just not who we are, right? I think we just do such a good job day to day of knowing each other as coworkers and like as a family. Not only who we are outside of work, but just like who we are all the time is who we are at work. So it's kind of just this beautiful thing. We're supported by each other. I had a family member pass away about a month ago, and the team sent me flowers, and that was just like such a touching thing. Like, it's those small, beautiful details that just make you feel like I don't need to do a physical trust fall, because I do an emotional and a work-related trust fall every day. And more than one person is always there to catch me. The whole team is. So yeah, it's more like a family than a team. And that's the best part.
Yeah, I love that. And so obviously we've touched on a lot of different types of activities that you could do or that maybe your company doesn't do. But specifically at a startup that might have sort of a smaller team of people, let's just touch on if there's anything else you feel like maybe has been most important to building or maintaining the team, or anything that you think might work well in a small startup. Hannah, let's start with you.
I think the thing that is most standout to me about The Receptionist is how we all have a buy-in with our values and our philosophies, that the whole team came together and really committed to what our core values were. And that's how we hire going forward. So it's not that somebody up top sent us an email about what we stand for. We kind of all were there the moment that it was created, and we bring everybody along for that ride. So I think that's the biggest thing is the buy-in that we're living it every day, right? In how we interact with each other and our customers. And yeah, it's something we remind each other in all of our big meetings of. And one of our really cool things that Andy always brings up in all of our big meetings is that we assume positive intent from our fellow team members, that you don't think someone's out to get you or undermining you in some way, or like being snarky. You just always assume they're there for the best for everyone. So yeah, that's the biggest stuff I think that stands out to me.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that can obviously work in a company of any size, but especially when you're starting off, those are great principles and ideas to just start with and continue to build and maintain. Leveda, anything we've missed or that stands out for you in terms of, especially at a small startup?
You know, I think it's important to pick people not only for their talents, but for how they fit in the team. And so I think with the team interviews where everybody gets to meet the candidate and has a say-so on how they feel with working with that candidate, I think that makes a huge difference. Because if it starts out with, you know, everybody's got buy-in on somebody coming in the door, then, you know that person is welcome across the team. And then the friendships start from there. And then, you know, then the trust with each other starts from there. And so, you know, it can create lifelong friendships when you hire that way. when you hire in a way that that people will enjoy working with the people that come in the door, and that, you know, they're not just hired because, oh, they're really good at this particular thing and this is what we need.
Right. That makes sense. Well, thank you. This has been really interesting, and I've enjoyed hearing more about the team and how that's developed in a very natural way. So before we finish up, any final thoughts? Hannah, anything else you want to add today about team building?
I think we've pretty much covered everything. The one other thought that I was kind of ruminating on is just how intentional the receptionist has always been about living out this idea of being a team and being a family, right? Like, even the small perks that seem insignificant. I've worked for companies before that have an unlimited vacation policy, which is something we do, but we have a required minimum of days that we have to take off. So really, everyone here is invested in all of us taking care of ourselves,
yeah,
in every aspect. And yeah, I think that just from my past job experience, that's been the most refreshing thing in being a part of this team, is how committed we all are to taking care of each other and making sure the small things really reflect everything that matters to us.
Yeah. In our episode on how you guys handled the holidays, I learned about how basically you've tackled everyone taking their time off by working for an hour, essentially during the week to check in on things. But for the rest of the time, you have your time off. And I think that, again, just goes to show how, like you said, everyone is really invested in taking care of the team and also making sure you each have your own time. So that's great. Levita, yeah, any final thoughts from you about building the team and what's worked well with the receptionist?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it goes back to everybody having a say-so about what our values are and truly living the values. I've worked at too many companies where the values are plastered all over the walls, but they're not lived. And, you know, every single day is a violation of the value, you know, the values that are advertised. And, you know, we don't do a lot of advertising of our values, but we live them. We're authentic with each other. We have fun with each other. You know, we take chances and we support each other in taking those chances, and, you know, respectful and, you know, innovative and collaborative. All of those things are truly lived on a daily basis. And I think that's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference in the team growing together and building those relationships, you know, kind of a web where, you know, it's all connected, where every team member has a connection to somebody else. And, you know, it's a supportive system.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you so much, ladies. This was a really fun conversation. It's clear that everyone really enjoys each other, enjoys their time at the receptionist. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required, and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.